love him. Praise him. Glorify him. Blessed is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worthy is the God that I serve. Oh, oh, yes, yes, let something come out of your innermost being that praises this holy God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, he is in this place. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. You are our everything. Oh, you are our deliverer. You love us. You love us. You love us. No matter what, God, you never leave us. You never forsake us. You're always there blessing us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Oh, let's let this flow for a moment. Just free yourself in worship. Let your soul praise him. Let your lips give honor to him. Let your heart lift him up. Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We heard a testimony today of deliverance, and now we feel the power of deliverance in this place right here, right now. It doesn't matter what has you bound, the power of deliverance is in this place. Jesus. Lord, our ears and hearts are open to you. We listen for you, Lord. We listen for you. Our minds are upon you, God. We focus in upon you, Lord. Your glory is in this place. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. What a beautiful presence of the Holy Ghost. We welcome our guests. Thank you for coming and being with us today. We know there are many more than what we read on the slips. We're so glad that you are here. We pray God touch you and bless you. This power that you are feeling, if you are unaccustomed to it, it is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of the Lord, that has ushered himself into our midst. And he wants to do wonderful things for each and every one of us here today, if we will let him. Amen. Praise God. Pastor's not going to hold us very long today. The book of Acts, chapter 9. We are going to read verses 1 through 6. What wonderful services we have been having. Last Sunday, Brother Kleindienst preached to us the theology of a bounce. And I don't know about you, but I want to bounce back in Jesus. Can you say amen? And if you missed that message last week, you need to stop off and see the usher and fill out a little slip and say, I want last week's message, the theology of a bounce. And if you were here and didn't get it, I encourage you to get it and listen to it over and over and over again. So much truth and power. God has just been blessing this church in the last few weeks with the preaching and teaching of the word and the infilling of the Holy Ghost and baptisms. What a wonderful God we serve. And today is going to be no different if we will open our heart to him. Sir, ma'am, if you will just open your heart to him today, he's got wonderful things for you. Book of Acts chapter 9, verse number 1. And Saul yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues. And if he found any of this way, speaking of the Christian way, whether he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. I'm only going to be here for a few minutes, but I feel like the Lord has something to say to someone here today. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, it doesn't matter where you've come from. It only matters where you've come. I want to tell you today, your past as of right now matters not. God have mercy. But what matters is that you're here right now. And the power of God is in this place. And the Holy Ghost has come to set you free and deliver you and lift you up out of bondage and bring you out of the miry clay. God's come to do great things. Somebody shout, Jesus, have your way. Clap your hands one more time to the Lord. He's a glorious God. Turn around, tell somebody else, it don't matter where you come from. Tell them it just matters where you've come. Say it. God bless you. You can be seated. Say, every man, every woman needs an encounter with God. Woo! I
I feel like somebody's encounter with God has showed up on the stage of your life today, and God is about to do something mighty in your life. Every man and woman, no matter who you are, no matter how high you may be on the social status ladder, no matter where you may find yourself in the arena of wealth or education, it doesn't matter what your last name is, or what country you've come from, or what your background is, every man and woman needs an encounter with God. Paul had his encounter on the Damascus Road that I read to us today. Moses had his at a burning bush. Isaac did some wells. Isaiah felt the call of the fire of God. Abraham got moving orders in the land of Ur. David had oil run over his head from the hand of Samuel. Solomon got his blank check from heaven in a prayer room. Peter felt the grip of the stormy sea. John heard the voice on Patmos. And I'm here to tell you, God has an encounter for you. God has an experience for every man and woman in this room here today that you will never forget, that you will mark down in life. This was the moment when I encountered the power of God. This was the moment my life was changed. This was the moment my path took a different direction. This was the moment I lifted up my head. I came out of depression. I came out of the mully grubs. I stood up on my feet, and me and God had a talk. And from this day forward, things are going to be different. Somebody shout hallelujah. Every man must have an encounter with God. Listen to this, preacher. You don't need an encounter with religion. You need an encounter with God. You don't need an encounter with a church. You need an encounter with the Almighty God. An encounter with God will change you. Look at your neighbor and say, when you meet God, you'll never be the same. When Paul met him, he got a new name. When Moses met him, he got a miracle stick. When Isaiah found him, he received a commission. When Isaac found him, he got sweet water from a well. When Abraham found him, he got a promised land. When David found him, he got a crown. When Solomon found him, he got wisdom. When Peter found him, he got the keys. When John found him, he got revelation. And I got news for you today. When you have your encounter with God, God's got great things for you. When you meet up with God, you're not going to leave empty-handed. When you meet up with God, you're going to leave with more than what you came. When God gets done with you today, your life will be changed forever. When you have your encounter with God, you're going to know it. Your ambitions will die. Your flesh will be crucified. Your priorities will be realigned. Your burden will be expanded. Your body will be healed. Your depression will be shattered. Your questions will be answered when you have an encounter with God. Your loneliness will be replaced with friendship. Your anxiety will be replaced with trust. Your emptiness will be replaced with the fullness of God. Your mourning will be replaced with the oil of gladness. Your ashes for the beauty of holiness when you have an encounter with God. Hallelujah. Listen to this, preacher. Your past will be obliterated. Your future will be anticipated. Your sins will be eradicated. Your heart will be reconsecrated. Your soul will be emancipated. Your spirit will be incinerated with the fire of the Holy Ghost when you have an encounter with God. Tell your neighbor, it doesn't matter where you come from. It matters where you come. And if you're here today, God is here today. And when the two of you get together, great things are about to happen.
See, the amazing thing about this, it's all you have to do is come in contact with him. He'll do the rest if you'll let him. And you have felt God in this place from the very beginning of this service. God has come for a purpose. God showed up in this building with a to-do list.
And God don't leave anything halfway done. He's got a to-do list in your life. And if you'll open up your heart today, he'll get busy taking care of it. Honey, you ain't never been clean till God cleans you. You ain't never been fixed till God fixes you.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Seems to me that you and God have already met. Look at your neighbor, say, hey, think I met God? At least I'm feeling something around here. Lord, if it ain't God, it's the personification of a bunch of crazy people. But I got a feeling it's God. I got good news for you. I know you're here because I can see you. And I know he's here because I can feel him.
I got more good news for you. You can't get in the same room with God and not rub shoulders with him. He's not going to let you get out until he talks to you, until he touches you, until he reaches out for you.
That's the kind of God he is. Look at your neighbor and say, I believe you're going to leave here rejoicing. Look at that one behind you and say, you're going to leave here delivered. He said, but preacher, you don't know where I come from, honey. It don't matter where you come from. What matters is where you've come. Because the one who takes care of the where you come from is in this place. And if you'll link up with him,
my God, have mercy.
You'll never have to worry about where you came from again. Your past will be taken care of. Your sins will be cast as far as the east is from the west. Just a few more minutes, all persecuted. God came and knocks him off the horse. Saul was a devout man. He was a zealot. He was seeking the position of the Sanhedrin court. Studied at the feet of Gamaliel. He was a powerful man, a Pharisee. He called himself. He said, I am the Pharisees of the Pharisees. And he had determined in his heart and he had determined in his spirit that he was going to eradicate anything that had attached itself to this Jesus movement. Because as far as Saul was concerned, Jesus was a traitor. As far as Saul was concerned, he was a false god. The only god that ever existed in the life of Saul was Jehovah. Lord Jehovah, the only God ever in all of the universe. And that's why when he got knocked off that horse, Saul looked up into that bright light and he said, Lord. He said, Jehovah. You see, Saul only knew one God. That's why he was killing all the Christians, because they weren't serving Jehovah. Saul only knew one Lord. And he said, Lord, who are you? Tell me your name. And he said, Saul, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. And when Saul had an encounter with God, he became Paul. He became the greatest preacher of the New Testament. He became zealot. I come to tell you here today, friend, whatever you've sold yourself out to, whatever you've given your energy to, when you meet God today, he'll take that same drive, he'll take that same energy, and he'll turn it. He'll fix your life. He'll turn you into a preacher, a witnesser, a God-fearing, loving child of God when you have an encounter with God. Someone shout, it don't matter where you come from. It only matters where you come. There are some things, this precious sister Jennifer, that took a lot of guts. Get up and call yourself a thief. Past tense. I want to tell you, you're surrounded today by the most horrible, wicked, unrighteous, deceiving people you have ever met. But such were some of you. But you've been washed. Come on, somebody. You had an encounter with God. I'm no longer what I was since I've met God. It don't matter where you come from. It don't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what your past is. What matters is you're here today, and God is here today, and God's come to do a miracle in your life today. Shout out, there's no telling what God will do for you. Clap your hands to the Lord. You can be seated. God will take a down and outer, and he'll make you an upper and a comer. He delights in making kings and priests out of paupers. But you don't understand me. You don't understand my past. You don't understand where I've come from, friend. There is no sin the blood of Jesus cannot cover. My Lord, have mercy. And the more you rub up against him and the cleaner you become, the more you're going to desire it. God has come to do wonderful works in your life. Clothes are stained with error and sin. Oh, Paul looks up. Saul looks up at his God. What would you have me to do? Go in there in Damascus. Go to a place, street called Straight. A man, Ananias, is going to come. He's going to pray for you. And you're going to receive your marching orders. Oh, but I can't go into town with the blood. The blood of Stephen is still on my coat. I can't go into town. I've got orders in my hand that says I was going to go in and kill.
Christians. I was going to put mothers and daughters and sons and fathers in prison. I was going to split up families. I was going to do horrible things. Go there, Paul. Just go where I tell you, because I've got an encounter with you that's waiting on you. I'm going to fill you in my spirit. You're going to preach my word. I've come to tell you, it doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been. God's power can overcome any sin that is in your life. Don't let that devil lie to you. The spirit of condemnation is not of God. Condemnation will drive you away, but conviction will draw you to God. What you need to get a hold of today is not condemnation. He has not come to condemn you. He looked at the woman caught in adultery. She was caught in the very act. And he said, woman, where are thine accusers? I have none. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. He is not the condemner. He is the Savior. He is the Redeemer. He is your hope. He is your help. He is your joy. He is your strength. He is your gladness. And he's here today, and he's come to have an encounter with you. Can I just tell you something? There is nothing that you can tell God that he doesn't already know. He knows everything you have ever done. He knows the idle little thoughts that settle in your mind. He knows every deed. Jennifer, he knows every cookie you ever stole. He knows everything you have ever done. Every bad thought you ever made, when that person walked by you and you went, whew, boy, that was ugly. He knew that. He knows that thought. Every action, every deed, every word ever spoken, he knows it. He knows it all about you. And I'll go further than that. He knows your tomorrow. He knows what you're going to do tomorrow. He knows every bad thought and deed and word and action and contemplation, everything about it. He knows everything. And with all of that, he called you here today. And you know why he called you here today? Because he knew he was going to be here today. And he wants to have an encounter with you today. He loves you. He died for you. He shed his blood for you. And he's come to tell you, I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. What matters to me is you obeyed my voice. You came here today. And now I want to bless you. I want to help you. I want to strengthen you. I want to deliver you. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands to the Lord. Music, if you will come. Let's praise him. Let's give him glory. Do you think the thief on the cross had time to make things right? The other thief was crying out, if you're the Son of God, get us down from here, and cursing and everything. And then that thief on the right, he said, hush up over there. He probably didn't quite say it like that. He said in Hebrew, there. Told that guy, he said, shut up. He said, I know you. I saw you when you stole. I saw you when you murdered. I saw you in your deeds. I know who you are. Me and you, we belong up here. Me and you, we did all of this. We deserve this debt, but that man there in the middle, I've never seen him steal anything. I've never seen him say a bad word. I've never seen him do a bad deed. And he turned to Jesus and he said, Lord, when you come back for your kingdom, will you remember me? And Jesus looked at him and said, I don't care where you come from, but I'm excited about where you are, because this day you and I, we're going to paradise. Now, it might be kind of hard to believe that the best thing that ever happened to that thief was that crucifixion. And it might be hard for you to believe that what you're going through and what you're facing could possibly be good for you, but it got you in the church today. And Jesus is here today, and he's come to bless you. He's come to tell you he is excited about you being here today. And that prodigal son, I'm closing. All the way home, he talked about where he had been to himself. He said, well, when I get there, I'm going to tell the father I'm not worthy to be called a son. I'll just be one of the servants. I'm going to tell him I hung around with the pigs. I ate slop out of the pig bin. I'm going to let him know that I had spent all of his money and with women and things. And I'm just going to tell him everywhere I've been, everywhere I've done. I'm just going to let dad know everything. I'm just going to confess it all. And when the son got there, the Bible says the father ran out to him. And while he was running, he hollered back. He said, go get the best rope. Go get the fatted calf. Kill it and prepare the meal. Find my ring. Where's my shoes? My son was lost. Now he's home. It was the dad's way of saying, son, it doesn't matter where you come from. What matters is where you've come. You knew to come home. You knew to come home. Every eye closed, every mind on God. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place so strong. The Lord has come to minister here today. You don't know what all I've done, preacher. No, I don't, but he does. He does. And he's come to tell you today, that it doesn't matter where you've come from. What matters is that you've come. I'm going to open up this altar today. I feel such a pull in the Holy Ghost. And sir, I hope that if you're here today for this once in your life, that you'll lay pride aside. Just lay it aside. Because I know you feel God pulling at you. I feel him tugging in your heart. I feel him tugging in your heart. You see, God didn't care that Jacob was a liar. He ripped off his brother
The only thing that mattered to God was that Jacob met him one night in a wrestling match. And they had an encounter. God didn't care that Samson had fallen into Delilah's laps and his eyes was put out. What mattered to God is that one day they reestablished their covenant. He didn't care where he'd come from. It just mattered to him where he had come. He didn't care that Zacchaeus was a deceiver and a stealer. What mattered to him was that he was in the tree. God doesn't care what you've done. His altar's open, my Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost pulling. Hebrews says, but you've come to Mount Zion. Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to the innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God and the judge, and to all the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the one new covenant, and of the blood sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. Now that you've come, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. Now that you're here, sir, now that you're here and you feel him, see that you refuse not the one who calls. He's brought you here today because he wants to have an encounter with you. He wants to fill you with his spirit. He wants to do wonderful things in your life. He's going to change you forever. He wants to change you forever. He wants to wash away that past. He wants to do great things. As we begin to call out to him, and this music's going to play today, I can feel God pulling. Maybe there's some precious saints of God that you just felt the Holy Ghost tug at you today, and you just need to come down and talk to the Lord and just talk to him and quit letting the devil torment you about your past. Quit letting the devil torment you about yesterday. God is here to wash away your yesterdays. He's here to wash away your past. It doesn't matter to him where you've come from. What matters to him is that you've come. What matters to God is that you're here. And he wants you to call out to him. He wants you to call on him with all your heart. Oh, let's call on him, church. Let's call on him. Oh, you're here. You've come. You've come. Let God touch you. Let God bless you. Let his hands be upon you. Sir, ma'am, young man, young lady, you may not understand everything, but just lift your hands. You may not understand what you're feeling, but just lift your hands. Open your mouth and just say his name, Jesus. Just say his name, Jesus. If you'll call on him, he'll show up. If you call on him, he'll touch you. He'll bless you. You'll have an encounter with him. You'll have an encounter with him. Come on, church, that's it. Call on him. Let's cry out to him. I feel his power. I feel his presence. You might be standing by somebody. Maybe they just need a little encouragement to come pray. Maybe you're near someone that obviously they're reaching out and trying to touch God. Oh, pray with them. Help them in this struggle. We got to have an encounter with God.
Water you turned into wine. open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. There's none like you. Out of the ashes we rise.
Come on, somebody reach out to the Lord right now. Oh, my Lord, there's no one like you. There's none like you. Sing our God.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God,
He's greater.